This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, October 12, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. The European Union is the latest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize for the group of nations' contribution to peace, democracy, and human rights in Europe. But the EU's contribution isn't so clear-cut. That from Marion Tupi, a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. This is from the press release released by the Nobel Committee. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2012 is to be awarded to the European Union. The Union and its forerunners have for over six decades contributed to the advancement of peace and reconciliation, democracy, and human rights in Europe. How true is that?
Well, I think that awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to the European Union really goes beyond parody. Whatever one thinks about the EU, giving the Nobel Peace Prize to the European Union today, at the time when the European Union is going through existential crisis, when its economy suffers from very high unemployment, the common European currency is breaking apart, the institutions of the European Union are distrusted, corruption is pervasive. To do that today sounds like a farce to me, and I think that the Nobel Peace Prize Committee has really undermined whatever credibility it had left.
Until this most recent crisis, or I should say until the euro crisis, many of the countries in Europe have had strong economies for a very long time. They have, you know, traded with each other freely. Travel's always been very easy over the last six decades around Europe. Is that part of what's going on here?
There is no doubt that trade agreements between European countries have contributed to economic prosperity and cooperation. But whilst the European Union is more prosperous than it was before, it is not as prosperous as it could be if the European economies were not shackled by very excessive regulations coming out of Brussels. Between 1950 and 2010, the European growth in the European Union has been declining. In fact, every decade since the 1950s, the growth in the European Union has been lower than it was the decade before. So whereas in the 1950s, growth was over 5%, in the early 2000s, it was around 1%. Today, half of the European Union is in economic recession. So it's very difficult to talk about the European Union as a great economic success story. You know, between the 1970s and the early 2000s, so in the scope of the last 40 years, the European Union has lost about 10 percentage points in terms of its share of global trade, whereas the United States remains about 25 or 26% of global trade. The European Union has been shrinking as a percentage of global trade. So I think that gives you a sense of how badly or how poorly the European Union has been doing on economic side of things. Let's not forget the politics of it all. The European Union is in pursuit of this goal of an ever closer union. But toward that goal, it is willing to commit all sorts of transgressions against democracy and expressed will of the European peoples. Every time that a European nation dares to vote against a pan-European proposal, against a European proposal for greater unity, the European Union simply ignores it and moves on. When the Irish voted against the Lisbon Treaty, they were simply forced to vote again until the answer was the one that the European Union wanted from them. When the Danish people rejected the Maastricht Treaty in 1992, again, they were forced to vote again. And then, of course, you have the French and the Dutch referenda against the European Constitution. Those were ignored. So to give the European Union a prize for promoting democracy, I mean, it's beyond parody. It is a complete farce.
Is it odd that Norway is not a member of the European Union and they're handing out this award?
The Norwegians are not a part of the European Union, but I do think that there are parts of the Norwegian intelligentsia and part of the Norwegian ruling class who would love for Norway to be a part of the European Union. And I think that this is perhaps one of the ways in which the Nobel Peace Prize Committee is trying to support that eventual goal of Norway joining the EU. I think that it would be a terrible mistake for Norway to join the EU, just as I think it would be a terrible mistake for Iceland to join the EU or Switzerland to join the EU. I think that it is very important that Europe retains inter-jurisdictional competition when it comes to economic policies, when it comes to taxes, so that it can move from what is essentially a long period of economic stagnation toward greater prosperity. One of the most interesting things that, or one of the most interesting statements that Nobel Peace Prize Committee says in the announcement is that the European Union has promoted peace. As I said, I think that trade liberalization has certainly promoted peace, but let's not forget that for 40 years after the conclusion of the Second World War, peace in Europe was maintained not by the European Union, but by NATO, which really turned former mortal enemies like France and Germany into close allies in their fight to preserve European freedom from the Soviets. So that was the reason, really, that and the presence of American troops in the European on the European continent, that was the reason for preserving peace in Europe, not the European Union. The European Union doesn't have the ability to promote peace anywhere, as we have seen when the Balkan conflict took place in the early 1990s, and the world was looking toward the European Union to do something about it. And the European Union either was unable or simply refused to really tackle what was the greatest crime against humanity since the Second World War. It was happening in Europe's backyard, and Europe was found wanting.
Marian Tupi is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. You can read more of his work at cato.org.